This is Spotlight on Lead Poisoning, brought to you by Southern United Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that works on environmental issues and helps people buy their own homes and fix their credit. Call them at 1-800-239-7379 or go on the web at southernunitedneighborhoods.org for more information. My name is Marie. Hi. This is my interview with Mr. Lanny Roy, the president of A Community Voice Louisiana. Southern United Neighborhoods will be at the housing fair during Lead Week on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with information on lead poisoning prevention. The fair will be located at the Allen P. August Annex at 2000 Molin Street in Lake Charles, Louisiana. If you would like to attend or have environmental issues or resources you would like to present at the fair, you can give us a call back at 1-800-239-7379. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Lanny Roy, the president of A Community Voice. I've been an organizer for 55 years this year, fighting for justice for the well-deserving people. That's all I ever done. I've been giving, not taking. I represented people from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North Shore to the South Shore, along with many other staff members of the organization that worked together. But I led many of the marches, and I've done a lot of negotiating, and I worked with environmental groups. Because I came out of a bad environmental, I know about environmental issues. The environmental injustice is horrible. Particularly, I've been a plant worker also. I've been working in chemical plants the most part of my life, the young part of my life, that I got exposed to some bad chemicals that paralyzed me and got me till the day that I can't walk. I'm still in a wheelchair. I had cold blue on me, called 3 times. I had a light stroke, 3 light strokes. And I've been, like I said, paralyzed from the top of the head to the bottom of my feet. God brought me, giving them all the praise and the glory to Jesus and God the Father. So I've been through the mill. If anybody want to talk about the agony pain of injustice, yeah, all they got to do is talk to Lanny Roy, and I can tell them. Because I've been through it. I've been through it all. Particularly the agony pain of environmental injustice is bad. I work with many, many environmental groups, Lean, Mean, Clean, Fiend, and Restore, also with Greenpeace on a national level. I have testified locally, state, and on a national level of what these people were doing to the poor working class people like myself, not giving them or trying to take care of those who they have hurt it as victims with their chemicals, their very different type of chemicals. And it's gone on till today. But if we find out something, EPA and all these so-called groups from state and federal government, we have testified to them, me and a lady by the name of Deborah Romero. Her husband died, he was working the plant, but he died with lung cancer. And she testified along with me and many more with the environmental groups to these people that were supposed to do something about working with us to try to bring some levels of justice in the environmental injustice. They ain't done nothing. They didn't do a damn thing to help us out with environmental injustice. Till today, we suffer from all type of environmental injustice. Lead poisoning, all other type of chemical poisoning, pesticide poisoning with the farmers, the fruit pickers, from pesticide poisoning.
Because
chemical plants poisoning people with the various different type of chemicals, from chlorine, benzene, fencine, azinoic, asbestos. I suffer all of this. I know how horrible it is. And we ain't getting no kind of help to really help us to bring some release from all these different types of NGOs, environmental NGOs. It is horrible. It is sad.
Because
no
you have
to make a difference, to reach out.
They always talk about Cancer Alley, that area between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, but there's a high concentration of chemical plants in Calcasieu Parish area, right?
Right. Well, the thing about it is, to call it the way it is, from New Orleans to Brownville, Texas, we are known as Cancer Alley. We have the highest poison from chemicals than anywhere else in the nation. From New Orleans, Louisiana to Brownville, Texas, part in the Gulf. Until today, we are... with these various different types of abuse and stepping up in environmental injustice, but to no avail. Even the organization that's supposed to be helping us with that, like EPA and all that other stuff, they got OSHA, whatever they call themselves. When it comes down to reality, it does nothing but make false promises. They ain't doing nothing for us. I mean nothing, zero. And we're still suffering. And the bad part about it all is we have lost so many people that have died in the result with various different type of cancer. You know? All type of form of cancer. Little babies, young, white, black, minorities.
Do you think the public is educated enough about the issue, about the impact of these chemicals and lead poisoning?
No, ma'am, they're not. And even though we're doing all we can to bring it to the attention of the general public, they're hearing us, but they're not listening.
They in a little bit of denial about how serious the problems are?
That's correct. That's right. And they don't try to pursue, they don't try to join the organization that's trying to make a difference. Yeah.
I know that in Louisiana we have high rates of mothers dying after childbirth.
Yes.
And high rates of autism and a lot of violence in our communities that could be directly related to lead poisoning.
Right,
and
correct.
A lot of our cities have really old pipes. And so I know you're working on statewide trying to get each
funding
city.
Funding to help us fight this, yes.
Yeah, and each city to change out the lead service lines, right?
That's right. That's correct. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is important?
Because if we don't do it, we're going to lose many more lives. That's why it is important that somebody join us to make sure that justice prevails for these victims that are being victimized every day from these very different type of chemical, lead poisoning, and other type of chemical that's poisoning our people in the system, present in the system, and the whole family get affected from that. You know? Because then nobody's doing nothing about it.
And
they promise to do something about it, but they don't ever do nothing about it.
And has the water department ever notified people about hazards in their water?
No, ma'am. No.
And do you know if it's been tested regularly?
No. If it would be tested regularly, they'd have caught on to some of these people getting affected and poisoned by different lead poisoning, the babies, the mothers, the children. Everybody falls victim. But now you got to remember, that's one part of the environmental injustice. There are so many other parts of environmental injustice from these chemical plants.
Yeah, it's like a cumulative effect. And so the more your body is being poisoned by different sources, the more of the impact it is.
That's right. That's correct.
And so it's unsafe to breathe the air with all the chemical plants in your area.
Yeah, but of course. They are polluting the air. They are contaminating the soil, and the waterways are being contaminated with these chemicals. We can't even eat the fish in around this area. It's unsafe for any of the seafood around here in our area because they are poisoned from all these very chemicals in the water and even the food coming out of the ground. The ground is poisoned out here. You gotta look at it this way. We got people dying every day with all different type of permission of cancer. Like I say, we have the highest. And we are named it Cancer Alley. That's what they call us.
All right. But we do have a community fair coming up where we're going to be having resources for people about lead poisoning prevention and other things. Do you want to tell us about the fair coming up in October?
Well, we're hoping that we have some people to join us to get the word and get the message out that would resonate to the people, to articulate and resonate to the people, let them know. This is something that we can't play with. That ain't nothing to be played. We must face it. And the only way to win this, we got to face it together, and we got to call it what it is. And we ask you for help in any form or way or fashion that we can get any help from any and everybody that want to join us so that we can be successfully to try to put an end to this horrible, horrible injustice that we are suffering and dying from.
And so what other resources are going to be available at the fair?
Yes. Well, we'll be talking about how to get people on jobs. We'll be talking about, of course, how to get people in the homes, low-income communities, how to get their home rehab, how to get, different forms of different loans. And right now, the biggest problem we have in that industry, the banks, marketing companies, are back to the good old way of boys are doing business. Banks are discriminating and redlining again because they let the control of currency let the banks free when they didn't put pressure on them under a federal statute, TRA, which is the Community Reinvestment Act. All during Barack Obama's administration, they done nothing about that. So these banks then went back crazy again. It's almost human impossible to get a loan originated. But I tell you what's happening is I take it. And I called them the other day and congratulated them. I'm glad that they're taking a part of sponsoring our event this year. It's CSE Credit Union. I understand that the credit unions will be start playing more important role of trying to get good loans to come into our low-income communities and to help people get what the banks and the marketing companies used to do. The underwriting from the banks and the marketing company got so much restriction. And they find all kind of ways and reasons to try to deny people from getting loans. So we asking the question is, what did it pay to have good credit? Right now, I have high credit scores. I have a clean slate with all three major credit bureaus. I needed some funding, so I tried to tap into my equity because I never miss a payment. I have $25,000 worth of equity built up. Don't you know? These people, this mortgaging company, which just took my mortgage and bought it from Bank of America, called itself, there was Nation Star, now they call itself Mr. Cooper, went up there, and I had to pay for the government. They want to, because the borough got to pay for now when you send somebody on your property to do what they call an appraiser. So they send the appraiser what they want to send, but you got to pay for it. It cost me right at $500 to get an appraiser, but they send on my property that underappraised my property to cause me to lose my $25,000 equity that I had an approved equity loan for $25,000. Because of $5,000 underappraised, I lost my approved equity loan. Do you know how much that hurted me? And I'm still working, trying to get a loan because I got to get some work done in my hours. And I need the money to do that with. Unless the insurance company can stop insuring my property. And when you got a mortgage on your property, you got to have insurance. And I want insurance on my property anyway. They're doing all that against us. Nobody knows what we're going through unless they're going through the same thing that we're going through right now. Let me tell you something. At the fair, we like to address every issue. In Finland, but we got to have to start calling the ace of ace and the spade of spade. Because right now, it's too much injustice. People are suffering all form of type of injustice. Poor white can be poor white, black, and minorities.
And what we try to do is support them in reaching their financial goals, right?
Right.
And helping them not give up and support them in their efforts.
That's right.
So the fair is going to be
October the 26th.
All right. And from 10 to 1, and they can come out and get some free information.
That's correct.
And it's located at the Allen P. August
Multi-Purpose Community Center. Yes.
On Mullen Street in Lake Charles, Louisiana, right?
That's correct. Mullen and Prince. Yeah.
Also, you can help. And we'll have resources for everyone throughout Imperial Calcasieu, right?
Right. And we're trying to bring in some more people as much as they want to come in and help us. We need the people to come together to help make these changes that necessarily need to be made. As long as people keep ignoring, and they don't get no better, it's going to get worse and worse, and we're going to lose more people every day dying from all different types of forms of cancer. Right now, I'm fighting cancer. I work in the environmental. I work in chemical plant for 27 plus years. I started working in a plant. I was 15 years old and not on turnaround. My dad was a plant worker. But in the result of this, it paralyzed me, got me in a wheelchair till today. I can't walk. It actually took my life away from me by paralyzing me. And God brought me from paralyzed, three light strokes, and now I'm fighting cancer in my lungs. I'm cancer. Did I get any help on that? Can anybody come? I'm still fighting. Still fighting. Fighting for my life. All
so,
the Lord knows what's going to happen to me.
If anybody is interested in participating in the fair, they can call you. Or they can call the 1-800 number, right?
That's right. They can call the 1-800 number. Or they can call me, and I'm asking anybody and everybody that want to participate, that have something to offer us, to try to bring justice in the environment right here, regardless of where they're coming from, as long as they can come over and give us some help. We need some help. We need some positive help.
And so the number is 1-800-239-7379.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah.
And it's not too late for them to get involved and bring their information and have a table at the fair, right?
Right. They're welcome.
And the residents that are interested in coming out to the fair can come out on Saturday, October 26th.
That's correct.
From 10 to 1 at the
Multi-Purpose Building.
August.
Yeah. At the Multi-Purpose Building, yes.
On Mullen Street in Lake Charles.
That's correct.
2000 Mullen Street in Lake Charles.
And we'd like for people to come out We're making that day possible that we could all come together, talk about what's going on, bring some people to the table that can help us out to correct, try to bring some levels of justice to the well-deserving people from suffering from all these different environmental issues that we're fighting. And not only that, that is killing us by big numbers. We got people dying every day. People dying with different forms of cancer and all that kind of stuff. Hey, man, it's terrible. But nobody really come. We just ask them for anybody got any information they can share with us to come out, take a part of the fair. Give themselves a table. Come out with some information that would help us out to try to bring some levels of justice and try to get something done about this, because it ain't going to get no better if we don't do nothing together. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's going to get to a point in time if they let it go too far and nothing going to be able to be done about it. But poison all around us. People scared to drink tap water now. They don't trust that. Some people scared to drink bottled water. They ain't trusting that. Too much need enough. I mean, let me tell you something, man. It's horrible. We got to be careful what we drink and what we eating. Because it seems like to me, everything is contaminated one way or the other. And the air we're breathing every day is polluted. So to make it simple, it's damn if we do, damn if we don't. How are we going to survive all of this without somebody coming forward to work with us, to bring some levels of justice and to stop all of this? It's terrible.
All right. Well, we have elections coming up, so we need to see where our officials that are running for office stand on the different issues and be educated when we go to the polls.
That's right.
About and the ones they, that are going to work with people.
And they also should be invited to come meet the people and hear the people complain about the different thing that we're fighting today. As as political people, people that are supposed to be making a difference, instead of sitting up there in the comfortable zone, they don't see nothing. They don't come out. They don't even. That goes for your local government, your state government, and your federal government. People ought to come to these kind of fairs, send the representation to them kind of fairs, and get information so that they can go back, get together, and come up with some kind of plan to help stop this. This must be stopped now.
And they need to be educated themselves, right, and hear from the people.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
what
right.
People are going through.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all right. You.
All right.
Call me anytime. You're welcome. Okay? Okay.
All right.
God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Spotlight on WAMF LP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. A recording of this broadcast and subsequent broadcasts are available at SouthernUnitedNeighborhoods.org.
Are you concerned about lead in your drinking water? We are recruiting people for a water filter study we're doing with LSU School of Public Health. People will get free comprehensive water testing for metals and lead in their water, as well as free water filters if they are found eligible. If you live in a single family home that is old or in an older part of New Orleans, contact us. People have to have a lead service pipe, which is the pipe that delivers drinking water from the main in the street to the meter and into the home. Most people don't know if they have this. We'll give people a free water test to see if they're eligible. If they have high lead, we'll enroll them in the study. You will get a free water filter installed and free replacement filter cartridges. You will get all of your water test results sent to you. We expect the filter will remove the lead. You can call Southern United Neighborhood and A Community Voice at 1-800-239-7379 to get started today. Again, that number is 1-800-239-7379.